Welcome to the Art of Consulting podcast with Andy Fry and Kat Lamb. We are seasoned IT consultants, CPAs, and professional development connoisseurs. Each episode, we bring you an inspiring message to help you discover that X factor as a professional in your field so that you can gain the success that you know you deserve in your career and in your life.
In this episode, we talk about the fear that occurs after the epiphany or the aha moment. We talk about the three things that can occur in the state of fear. We talk about why it's important to move from the dream through your fear. We talk about the one thing that everybody deals with, including the most successful people on the planet.
Ready to rock? Let's get to it.
Hey everybody, it's Andy here. Today I'm going to do another solo round, and I wanted to talk a little bit more around the aha moment and the fear that gets generated after you have your epiphany. So in episode 43, we talked about the aha moment. And we talked about, you know, the epiphany that occurs. And if you haven't listened to the show, I'll just give a brief explanation about the show. If you have listened to it, it's just a reminder here. But one of the things that happens with the aha moment or the epiphany or the awakening that occurs, and you come to a realization that something has to happen. Most people think that an epiphany is like a light bulb going off and kind of a, oh, that's what they mean, or that's what I should do. In most cases, an epiphany or an aha moment comes with a form of frustration or anger or disappointment or some sort of discomfort that says, I'm not taking this anymore. I've put up with this enough, and I'm going to make a change. It is a true awakening that occurs. Now, there are some epiphanies that is a little bit of a, oh, I understand now. But most are a situation where you feel like, I am not taking this anymore. I am making a change. I am not putting up with that. I am moving to something different. What happens with that is you start to move from the, I'm not taking it anymore, to I'm moving to something better. And you think about the things that you want, you think of what's going to make it better, what changes you want, you know, how the things that you want in the future. And that's kind of, that state is a very important state because that fuels the movement to get where you need to. But in between where you need to and the dream is fear. In episode 43, Kat and I talked about the fact that when you move from the dream to fear, that fear, it's good when you hit fear. Now, I wanted to touch on this a little bit deeper because I don't want people thinking that being in fear is a good thing. What I was referring to when we were talking about hitting fear as a good thing is that you are moving towards your dream. The dream is not just about dreaming. Right, you can, and this is what I want to state is that when you hit fear, there's one of three things that will likely happen. You will be paralyzed in fear. So what happens with some people? They hit fear and they do nothing. They just get stuck. They're so afraid they get paralyzed. They do nothing. You do not want to be in that state. Let's face it. That's not a state you want to be in. The second thing people do is they move back. They go, I hate fear. I don't like feeling like this. I am going to move back to my dream. And they stay in a world of la-la, right? The la-la land, dreamland, right? Where every day they get up and they go, imagine if, what if, sometime in the future I will do this. They are living in dreamland and they're not doing anything. The fear has pushed them away and they do nothing to move towards their real dream. Because the dream isn't just a dream. The dream has to become reality. For you really to experience it, you want the dream to become reality. The third thing that can happen to people, and this is what the successful people do, is they take the dream They use it as fuel to push through the fear. And they look at the fear, and everybody will hit fear. But it's how you go through fear and how you deal with fear that allows you to be successful. There isn't one successful person on the planet. Pick them. Doesn't matter who it is. The most successful people, if you're, you look at, you know, somebody wants to pick Steve Jobs, or they want to pick Sir Richard Branson, or they want to pick Derek Jeter, anybody you want to pick that's successful, they had to deal with fear. It looks easy. What they did looks really easy, and they have a confidence in what they do, but they hit moments of fear. Some of them hit more moments of fear than most of us would ever realize, but they were able to deal with it. They had a dream. They knew where they wanted to be. Fear was in the way, and they were able to go through it. So in episode 43, the aha moment, I wanted to talk about that because I don't want people thinking that when we said, oh, it's good to hit fear, that it's good to stay in fear. You want to get the support and you want to have the plan in place to push through fear and deal with fear. And fear is something that for most people to understand, that fear is something that we can use to help us. It prevents us from making crazy decisions that can hurt us, right? The fear of heights, right? If it limits you in doing the things you want to do, it's a challenge. You must deal with it. But if it's something that prevents you from falling off of a building or going close to something without a railing and falling off, it's a good thing. So fear is not always a bad thing. It's the fact that fear is something that if we harness it and we can deal with it, it's something that we can use to get where we need to be. Sometimes fear also is something that is just something that pops up that says, do you have a plan for this, right? And if you can plan through it, then you are better able to be successful on the other end. So anyways, this is a real brief solo round, but I just wanted to have a little bit more information around and a little bit more detail around that concept of the moving from the epiphany, the aha, into the dream, right? Into fear, into experiencing our dream and making it a reality. And the fact that that fear is there, it's going to be there. And you need to understand that there's going to be three things that occur when you're in fear. It'll either paralyze you, which we do not want that for you. We do not want you to be paralyzed in fear. We do not also want you to move back to La La Land and being in the state that the majority of people live in, which is just dreaming or watching other people experiencing it and vicariously living through them and experiencing their success and thinking, oh, wouldn't it be nice if, wouldn't it be nice when, I'll make it, I'll start tomorrow, you know, and just living in a kind of a drunken stupor of a dream and not moving into the place where the successful people do, which is determine, come up with a plan, get support, and move through that fear to get what it is that you want and achieve your goals.
Thank you for listening. If you feel like that resonated with you and you want to explore to see if you're a great fit to work with Andy and me here at Art of Consulting, here is what I would like you to do. Go to artofconsultingpodcast.com/call. Again, it's artofconsultingpodcast.com/call and book a get together to speak to Andy or me. We're going to connect with you on the phone for about 45 minutes and we'll get you immensely clear on these things. Number one, putting a solid game plan together to starting as an independent IT consultant. Number two, getting complete control over your career and your time. And number three, commanding the salary that you always wanted and deserve. Remember, taking that leap of faith from your comfy job to being your own boss does not happen by itself. You need expert guidance if you're going to be successful. And we are 20 plus year veterans in the independent IT space while enjoying life and delivering unparalleled service to our clients. We're interested in helping you get there. so that you can relax and not worry about any of the landmines along the way. To see if we can help you make that leap, go to artofconsultingpodcast.com/call. I'm Kat Lamb.
And I'm Andy Fry.
Looking forward to connecting with you.